To look at stuff, we like to look at every job as not just a linear footage project, but how can we make it better?
Well said.
Welcome, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
So we're going to dive in and have a chat with my good friend and owner of Conifer Gutter and Best Awning Company, Tyler Coombs. This guy works his tail off. He has multiple companies because Conifer Gutter is all about gutter systems. And he created Best Awning Company for motorized and shades. But he does so much more, and I want to go in and talk to him about him as really a weather management company system. And I think it's super valuable. You spend a few bucks to make sure. We all make mistakes on, you know, you do as best you can on paper to get the design right. But there's just sometimes it comes into where you just have to deal with water management. And this guy knows the art of taking care and make sure water's rolling downhill. If it's not, a solution to get that done.
Yeah, it sounds pretty simple that water should run downhill, but it doesn't always quite work that way. And he does a great job. He's done a great job in our showroom, so I'm anxious to see what he has to tell us in terms of what's going on, what's new.
So let's dive in and have a chat with Tyler Coombs, the big dog with Conifer Gutter and Best Awning Company. What's your favorite beverage?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Sour mash?
Good
Pretty
stuff.
Much any bourbon.
I love bourbon myself. What's a favorite place you've traveled?
Probably Ouray.
Little Switzerland.
Yep.
What do you and your family do in Ouray?
Just dirt bike and ATV.
Yeah,
do a lot of camping.
Last weekend on Facebook, you had a little guy running around on his dirt bike, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun to watch that video. So
he's getting better, about ready to pull the training wheels off.
Fun stuff. So maybe that ties into what your favorite hobby is.
Yeah, just dirt biking, camping.
All the outdoor stuff we enjoy here in Colorado, huh?
Definitely.
All right, so Tyler Coombs, the owner of Conifer Gutter, as well as Best Awning Company. Tell us about your company, and I figured we would kind of run through your website and talk through all the value-add services that you do. Got a great website, and I think it ties into the show really well.
Definitely. Conifer Gutter Service was established in 1979. Started out just as a regular seamless gutter company. Brought on the awning portion, I think right around probably 95, somewhere in there. Again, just picked up as a Sunsetter retractable awning dealer. The previous owner decided to retire at the end of 2008, in which he came to me and, you know, offered the company up for sale and purchased the company. Kind of evolved from there into multiple services.
Definitely evolved, like for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So why Conifer Gutter Service and then Best Awning Company, right? Because it's really two separate faces is how you portray that, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's two faces. We have the same employees. The previous owner found that, you know, the awnings were kind of hard to sell from a gutter company standpoint. People didn't really go looking to a gutter company to purchase an awning. And he actually came to selling awnings because he needed an awning for his own home. And liked it so much and liked the quality and the value that he got out of it that he decided to start offering them up for sale. So,
well, and it probably matches or helps spread out the seasonal aspect of the business too, doesn't it?
Definitely. It kind of ramps up the spring season a little quicker. The gutter business is really, really busy in the summertime, and especially the fall is our busiest season because everyone typically has, you know, leaf issues as well as, you know, ice issues in the wintertime, so they want to get their gutters taken care of before the winter hits.
You mean they don't do that before there's problems?
Definitely not. Definitely not. They wait till the problem is almost there again the next year.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, looking at your website, Tyler, there's all kinds of unique kind of services that you provide. One of them that kind of strikes a note is the de-icing heat cables. Maybe you can describe a little bit about how that works and the benefits that may be able to provide contractors and architects out there listening for their clients.
Yeah, the de-icing heat cable is a real unique product in that it takes care of one specific issue that people have. Generally, when the snow melts in the gutter, or the snow melts off the roof, it ends up freezing in the gutter first and then tends to back up from there. So, you know, we received a lot of calls over the years of having ice in the gutters, and there's not really any other way to get it out of there other than thawing it or keeping it flowing freely with a de-icing heat cable. If you don't have de-icing heat cables and you get ice dams on a regular basis, it can lead to thousands of dollars of damage inside the house because the water actually comes in. So,
well, and that's something people often don't think about is the cost trade-off. I mean, you're going to pay one way or the other, so you might as well pay for a little protection versus paying for repairs that then you have to pay for the repairs and the protection later. So,
correct. Yep.
My fear is the having a cable outside that you're paying for electricity to run through it all the time. That sounds like a scary, expensive thing. And it's, you know, like Kevin's saying, the trade-off, but people don't want to pay for the electricity. Are there any solutions that you guys have to kind of deal with the ice problems but also manage the bills and things you can do about that?
There are. There's multiple control devices out there. The most effective one is called a Roof Sentry, and it's actually a control device that monitors the temperature and the moisture. So it needs to be below 35 degrees and actually have moisture on the roof. So right before it's about to cause an ice dam, the cable kicks on and keeps stuff flowing freely. And then once it's so cold outside, the snow melt or the heat loss from the roof will stop melting the snow and ice, and basically the roof locks up with ice and there's no more moisture, so therefore the cable turns itself off.
Well, that sounds like it does minimize the electric use so that it's really around those times when it's needed, and then when it's not needed, it's not really working and wasting energy.
Definitely an as-needed type of device. So
perfect.
Great.
So the next thing you have is leaf and needle guards. Tell us about that. I've seen a million commercials, or every home show you go to, there's 50 of those guys with all the latest and greatest product. You have any insight on how to manage that and proper add-on tools for that?
Definitely. Leaf and needle guards that we use, and we call them leaf and needle guards because they actually work with pine needles. There's a lot of products out there on the market. The hoods and helmets, I like to call them. They don't really work as well in Colorado because they have that dome design. So snow and ice isn't going to wrap around that dome or helmet and wrap into the gutter. As it melts, it tends to slide across the top and freeze and then form giant icicles off the front of the gutter. So those don't really work as well. We've tried basically everything on the market in 36 years of business. Came to a product, it's called EcoGuard. And actually, it sits level with the top of the gutter. It's black in color, so it retains any heat that it absorbs from the sun in the wintertime, kind of help melt that snow and ice off the top, as well as it has small holes in it. It keeps, I would say, 80 to 90% of the debris out of the gutters.
And that's probably a real number.
That's a real number, exactly, whereas some of the other products that are out there, they say that they keep 100%, but I've been out to look at every one of them, and they allow probably 30 or 40% of the debris.
And a dome or a hood, how do you get it out once it gets in there?
Yeah, that's the other hard part. Some of those are a one-piece system, and it's basically sealed off, so there's no way to clean it except for, you know, getting a wire or something down in there to try to scrape it out. So ours is easier to clean. You can actually just pull a couple hex screws, and you're into the cover.
Cool. Now, do you end up cleaning the entire gutter run, or are you generally looking at pretty close to the downspout area to clean, or
usually
or what does that
right
look like?
At the downspout is where the majority of the stuff is going to end up, because we do slope our gutters with the minimum slope to drain towards the downspout. That's where the majority of any debris that will make it through the system ends up at. So it's a pretty easy process to clean. I've had customers that need to clean their gutters 5 and 6 times a year in the, you know, the evergreen area, right, with the amount of pine trees they have, and now they're down to a simple cleaning once a year.
Nice.
They're happy customers.
Definitely.
Cool.
That cost trade-off. You invest a little bit and save a lot.
Well, that's great. One of the other things that you've got listed on your website is under deck protection. Maybe you can explain what that looks like for people.
Yeah, it's basically a metal ceiling that we can install underneath a new construction or an existing deck to basically extend that outdoor living space, which in Colorado we all like being outside, at least I do, sure, most of the time. So you can basically put a ceiling over your deck system and collect that water and direct it towards a gutter and then down a downspout so that you can just extend your living space.
So it's like a super wide gutter system for your deck. It sounds
exactly
like underneath. Okay.
So okay, direct it towards the gutter. So you usually run it back to the gutter system in the house, or
a separate gutter system that basically the deck drain system runs into. More often than not, the gutter actually ends up being on the house because it's a flat mounting surface where we can put it. But it just depends on the design of the deck. We can work around the design of the deck to make it functional.
with whatever's there, the way the deck's going, hopefully slightly away, that things are running, water's running away from the house. But with whatever's there, you guys have figured it out, and to put the downspout in the right spot aesthetically as well as where you want the water to go.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, we try and blend the underdeck gutter system into the house so that it kind of disappears. And then the ceiling itself, you can do a variety of colors. We have wood grain pattern, so it actually looks like a tongue and groove wood ceiling, or you can do just solid colors to either darken it up or lighten it up underneath the deck. So people have put, you know, couches and flat screen TVs and hot tubs and all sorts of stuff out under there, and they stay completely dry year round.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can make the dry space, the water's running up underneath your system, so if you can put fans and lights and speakers, just make sure they're waterproof on the dome above that, and then everything else below it can be just like you'd put something in a house, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's the electrical is a little reverse of how it would be on the inside of your house, and that all the junction boxes get mounted externally on the system. So it's simply okay. Just a wire that pulls through the system, and that's usually on an area where water's not running through. So
gotcha.
Works cool. Really well.
So in relation to de-icing heat cables, you also have snow stops. Tell us what a snow stop is and why and when you'd use it.
Yeah, snow stops are really important, especially on roofs that have a slick surface. Most of the time we do them on metal roofs. Occasionally there's a slicker tile that's installed, a concrete tile roof, that has snow sliding off. And the need for a snow stop is to prevent the kind of avalanches that come off of the roof and are definitely harmful and can block doorways or hurt somebody, stuff like that. There's a lot of metal roofs in the foothills, which is where we're kind of based out of, as well as in town on commercial buildings and stuff. So snow stops usually go parallel with the gutter, just up in the heated space of the roof to hold that snow or retain the snow on the roof to allow it to melt down underneath the snow stop and then run down to the gutter.
Is there a certain kind you use, or is it a mixture of different stops? Because I see bars, and I see those little plastic ones. Tell us why different kinds and when and which ones you
recommend. It's kind of driven by the design of the roof or the type of panel that was installed. So on a standing seam roof, we have to install a clamp-style snow stop and then connect a bar between the clamps across the roof is the only way to really attach it to the roof, because most of the standing seam roofs are a waterproof, no fastener showing type of system. And then there's going to be like an agricultural panel where we bend up a snow stop on a digital sheet metal break that looks like a kind of like a shark fin. And that basically secures right down through the tops of the ribs.
So basically you make whatever the roof structure is, the best way to mount it and where it goes is kind of the driver of what product.
Exactly, yep. It's kind of determined by what roof is installed. Because most
of the clay tile roof versus the metal roof versus an asphalt shingle roof are three different animals,
exactly,
right?
Three different types. So we have probably 10 different types of snow stops that we can use. And again, it's just dependent upon what type of roof is installed. Most of these are a retrofit type of product because they figure out they have a problem after the roof gets installed.
I would guess all these killer products we're talking about are kind of value add to Conifer Gutter as your name of the business, just like Mountain View Window and Door. 83% of our business is windows, and we're really catered to that, taking care of that. And the rest of it makes it all work, and the seasonality of our businesses. And I commend you for your taking on all these other stuff and doing it really well and growing all those. But when it comes to, I would say, isn't the bread and butter's gutters, right?
Definitely, yeah.
So when it comes to gutters, tell us a little bit about, you know, some things that you do that are better and different as far as maybe using bigger gutters, copper products, different materials you use, metal brakes. Just give us Gutters 101 and why Conifer Gutter is the best.
Definitely. Conifer Gutter installs, I would say, 98% Galvalume steel gutters. So it's basically a galvanized steel product that's covered in aluminum material and then powder coated inside and out. The majority of the other gutter companies install aluminum gutters. The reason they do that, it's lighter and easier to work with. So they can hang a lot more gutter in a day than Conifer Gutter can, make more money at it. But we're actually installing a better product. Again, going back to majority of our business being in the Evergreen and the Foothills area, it's definitely a more durable product, probably two or three times more durable than an aluminum gutter. So that's why we've chosen to do a steel gutter, and we've done that since 1979. And stay behind the durability of it. It has a better warranty. We do 5-inch, 6-inch, and 7-inch seamless gutters, and then we also do copper gutters in a regular K-style or half-round
Is there a reason for a bigger gutter other than if it's a bigger roof, you need to move more water?
No, nope, that's basically the purpose. Yeah, a taller roof will require a larger gutter, and then a larger footprint or more square footage will require a larger downspout.
Because it's always, you know, it's that funny, bigger's always better, right? And not, you know, it's like as long as it's engineered to manage the amount of water coming off the roof, that's what your job is when you're setting it all up and putting. Is it different pricing for different gutters?
Or yeah, it's definitely a different pricing. They vary anywhere from, you know, $4.50 a foot up to, you know, $15 a foot.
Yeah, I recognize copper, which you'll talk about copper, but I'm saying the four or five, the size of the, is that a big driver?
Definitely. The 7-inch gutter is only available in 24 gauge, so that basically triples the price of the material right off the bat, even though it's only a little thicker than our standard gutter that we install. So there's a lot of different, you know, it's a pretty wide variety.
Sure. Yeah. So I see copper gutters, and I love copper gutters, and you see the fake copper, the real copper. Tell us about copper gutters. And I know you pay more, but when you see it, it goes from blending into the house and disappearing to really one of the hood ornaments of the house. It's kind of like when we sell front doors, it's just the door. But then if you do a really nice handle set, it can really change the door like the gutters. And I've seen you do some killer copper gutters.
Definitely. Well. Yeah, we do quite a few copper jobs a year. Again, we do a traditional style gutter and a half round. It definitely stands out, and it's, you know, it's basically a lifetime gutter system on the house. The copper's never going to, you know, rust through or get beat up by snow and ice. It's a real durable system.
So listening to all these value-add services, is the name of the business really tells people with a focus, and Conifer Gutter is the, you know, the focus of your business and best awning company. It's the best awning company around. But when I take and look at all these value-add services, the part that I hear when you're talking is like, I'm sitting here looking at your great logo with the leaves and the snow and the rain, and I think the message is really clear that you're a weather management company. Your name says Conifer Gutter, but I like, has that always been the logo, or did you add the rain, leaf, snow kind of to the Conifer Gutter name there?
We actually added that after I bought the business at the end of 2008. We actually redesigned the logo. It used to be just a house with a rain and a snowflake above it. So we added the leaf and kind of brought it up to speed. So it was keeping that brand that we've had for years and kind of added it.
Yeah, it's really well done. I mean, the gutter is what gets you in the door. You do a good job, earn the relationship with the customer, and then you ask them, you know, when you're there, I'm concerned about snow falling down your front door, or I'm concerned you have pine trees stacked around your whole house, and not being the salesy guy, you're giving them a value add that when you say they went from going from cleaning their gutters six times a year to one time a year, you do the cost analysis on that, is they're probably recouping their investment in a couple of years. So you can be that guy that you're not selling them a BS story. I'm going to sell you 100% no leak roof dome piece of junk that you're going to rip off in 3 years. I'm selling you a realistic system that works. And that's what you've done at my house. And I kind of wanted to just talk through what Tyler. So Tyler and I become friends, and we're always talking about different networking, and the best way to grow your business is to tell a good story that makes sense to people and other businesses, and educating other businesses around. And Tyler put a awning in our showroom as well. So let me first tell about the story at my house. So in my personal residence, I bought this old house, and the old houses come with all this character and charm, but with a whole lot of problems, right, Tyler?
Yep.
So the house I bought had settled in the back corner, and in the back corner of my house is I have two neighbors coming up to where, and nowadays with code, you'd never be able to build a house this way, but you got fence coming from both sides, and you can barely sideways walk through the back of the house where the fence is to my neighbors. And that whole corner had settled because where they built the garage incorrectly, and water was, the whole roof was shedding to that corner, coming down and going through the garage, down all the way into the laundry room in my house. And the drain of the laundry room is what really was draining the water back out the house when I bought this thing. And I was like, well, that's not good that you could literally, you want water to run away from your house, not the water management system is the water runs all the way through your house out the gutter. That's out the main sewer drain. That's not ideal, right?
Definitely not.
So tell us what you did about that back corner, Tyler.
We basically just took a gutter system, put it on the back of the house, and then directed it around the end of the house and directed all the water towards the street or towards the front of the house, just with a downspout system. And you actually tied it all together with a drain for us, an underground drain.
Just on both sides. So one side it came, and then we used... one of those big water barrels. So the water on the short side comes just enough to fill that water barrel that my wife used to water all the plants in the house. So now the water comes, and then he did make a diverter deal to where if we get monsoon rains, you can turn that if the water barrel's full and run it over the fence. So it's really the best of both worlds. And those are things that, you know, Tyler would come and listen, and I would talk through my creative ideas. And then Tyler makes these creative ideas come realistic versus just conceptuals. And so we fill the water barrel to fill the plants and take that water, which I know that they were illegal, but now I think they have made them legal.
Rain collection systems, I think it's a county-by-county thing, but in most areas they are allowing people to collect rainwater and actually water their plants and do stuff with them.
So Tyler got the water, instead of running through my house, got it running away from the house into a rain barrel. Pretty sweet stuff. We're pretty happy about that. Now I didn't have to have everything off the floor in my garage so that water was channeling through my house. That's pretty obvious you don't want that. But then all this water that he diverted into the front of the driveway created an ice skating rink because there's a big hedge there and the sun doesn't hit that and all the water was just coming. The idea was to come down the driveway, and that didn't work. So Tyler and I met about that, and he said, well, you do a French drain down the side, and then we'll divert all the water into that, and it'll come down and it'll drain down into the bushes versus onto your driveway and then run down the driveway out onto the street. And he tied all that together so you don't see any of that either. And so when it's on the front of the house, it's harder to have water management systems to have it go away without seeing it as well, right?
Definitely.
And so that's that corner of the house. And then on the front of the house, he also put new gutters, and we wanted to put a patio on the front of the house. And Tyler worked with us and said, you know, when they do the concrete, do this pipe and do this, and then my guys will come and just tie it all in. And it's great when you have different people working together, and you're, as a general contractor and architect listening to this, your job is to facilitate Conifer Gutter and the concrete people and make sure they're using the right, because I think it was 4 or 5 inch, I forget which gutter you used on my house for the right system, but we had the right pipe and you just put it right into that and it goes in the concrete and out into the landscape beds. So instead of the water, when I bought the house, would just sit in the front of the house and the gutters were all bad, they leaked and all that kind of stuff. So that fixed the front of the house. And then in between the garage and the house, I wanted to have it. It was just wrong. They built this garage and it all didn't tie together. And I said, Tyler, I got this mill in Westcliff, Colorado that can mill up all the beetle kill pine, but I'm concerned about the longevity of this wood. You know, I want to make this house our long term house. So we got it all milled up to all the right sizes and build this pergola decorative structure deal and stained it. And it looked beautiful. And I'm just like, man, I love this, but it's not my first rodeo working with wood. And this pine, something's going to happen. So tell us what you did about that.
We designed a beam cap system to basically wrap around the top and down the sides of the beams, and also created a drip edge onto the side of that, again, using that digital sheet metal break at our disposal to basically divert the water off of the beams. So all of the beams themselves and the blocking in between them just basically put a metal flashing system on top of it, and it looks good. We kind of tied it in with the color.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we get some pictures for the show notes, because it was such a cool system where we get the pine at a low price, but then you're managing it, it's going to be a nightmare. So he basically built a roof over every little, and the way they used their metal break and decorated that, and the caulking was a perfect match to the gutters and the house. And you have to actually you have to point it out. But it's some of those things on a house where you don't have to point it out, but it just looks right. And when Tyler does his gutters, you don't have to. There's not some, what's this big, weird, I see so many gutters where there's a little thing on the wall and they do this huge roundabout and all this garbage stuff going all over the place. Everything Tyler does is thought through and works with the customers to make either gutters go away, just like you want the water to go away properly, or stand out, like if you want copper to be a hood ornament of the house. And that's where the architectural community listening to this, it's so time well spent to have an industry partner like Conifer Gutter to say, what is the best drainage system and what is the best gutter system, copper or what it may be? Because how many gutter jobs do you do a year?
Probably 1,200.
And 1979?
Yeah.
Do the math. This guy's, he's done a few gutter jobs. So surround yourself, contractor and architect, and Tyler's not going to, he's going to treat you the way he wants to be treated. And that's what everybody we have on this show is about. But he's not going to be the cheapest. And the reason he's not going to be the cheapest is the things you just talked about. Using the best products, taking the time to have it drain properly. If you want leaf guards, it's not a dome cap that you rip off in a year because as seen on TV, crap. You know, everything he's doing is the right way. And that's what I just commend Tyler and watching him, how he's grown his business and taken this over. Anything else you want to elaborate on my house, on those, on a few things you did to make the water run away from the house? And now it really, now the landscaping, you know, it's such a different property because of taking care of a problem and making it a solution. So thanks for all that hard work.
Yeah, definitely. Try to look at every job as, you know, how can we improve upon the initial design? And pretty much every property we can do that. Just by taking some time and having some creativity of how we can change it.
You know, Tyler, one of the things that Devin mentioned, it kind of equated everything that you do to weather management services. And, you know, talk a little bit about the best awning component. I mean, one of the things I know that we've heard you describe before is like with the pergola that you, you know, manage the water, you know, manage those beams with. You'd mentioned that you could also do sun management with that. So describe a little bit about how you do that and then also dealing with other aspects of enjoying the warm weather for our listeners out there.
Correct. Yeah, the best awning company is a retractable awning company. We also do many other, you know, solar shades that we can put on windows. You mentioned the pergola. We can actually install a retractable awning system on top of the pergola. And it can actually have wind sensors and stuff like that where it will actually retract automatically. It runs through a track system, so you can have the pergola for the decorative aspect of it. And then when the sun gets really intense in the summer, you can actually put the awning out over top of it to protect who's underneath it from the sun. And then we also have regular retractable awnings that we can put on the roof of people's house if they have a low eave, on the wall, on the soffit. There's a lot of different types of installations of that, so... we have any size awnings, anywhere from 7 foot wide to almost 50 feet wide. We can go with some of these retractable awnings.
What kind of wind load can these handle? Because that's something I think a lot of people are concerned about is because of the microbursts with the weather we get here and that kind of thing, people might be a little bit intimidated by having something hanging out there if they're going to the golf course, forget to retract the, you know, the awning. So maybe you can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. The retractable awnings that we sell and install are rated up to about 60 to 70 mile an hour wind rating. But what we do on almost all the awnings we install is recommend a wireless wind sensor. And what that does is actually pick up the motion or the turbulence in the awning and will actually pull it back in automatically. It sends the same signal to the motor as the remote does. And just basically tells it to close because it's shaking too much. So it's nice if you do forget it or if you're cooking dinner and not paying attention to the awning, big gust of wind comes up and starts shaking it will close it automatically. So really, again, adds that value to it, but also the protection so you don't have this really nice, expensive awning out on your patio that gets damaged every time we have a little microburst.
Yeah. And then how durable is the fabric? How long can people expect that material to last and that kind of thing?
It's a really durable fabric. It's, I would say, a 98% waterproof material. It's similar to a sunbrella fabric, so it is going to shed the water year-round, as well as it's probably about a 15-year fabric. Some customers of mine have gotten almost 20 years of use out of their awnings.
And it's rolled up when you're not using it.
Exactly. That's the nice thing about these awnings is they're protected from the rain, the snow, the dust and dirt when you're not using it, whereas your umbrella... You know, in your table or your patio cushions, those basically sit outside all day, all night long, and just take a beating from the weather. So these awnings really do last a long time. They're easily a 20-plus year product.
And so Tyler put one in our showroom. So my business philosophy is outsource inside, and the podcast and a lot of the people that have been on this show. If you're in Denver, you can come in and see QR codes. Tyler's will be on his awning, and we'll get a picture of that to put on the show notes. But he put, what is it, that one, like 18
feet? It's a 16
feet, 16 foot wide. And I always like to tell my contractors and architects stories about issues along the way, because that's what we're all about, is fixing the problems. And we put this big Weiland display in the showroom. I've talked a lot about it. And the frame of the display, we didn't even think through it and got it all in. And then the first time we hit the button for the awning, it goes out and it hits the Weiland display. And does that have a wind sensor on it?
It does.
So it came and hit it, and we're like, oh, it just broke it. Well, I think the wind sensor kicked in or something, because it went back.
Because of that turbulence?
It like hit it, and then it just went back, and we're like, well, that's sometimes better be lucky than good. But I think this, and then we called Tyler and said, well, we don't want it just smacking into the display, and we're not moving this Weiland. What can you do? So Tyler comes out, and he goes, oh, I can set the stops on it. And I was like, sweet. So Tyler comes, and the wireless remote, he has it to where it goes, and like, literally a centimeter before it hits this frame, it just stops. And it actually, I'm kind of glad it worked out that way, because now it's another tool to show people that, you know, you have this awning here, but people don't think about all those things, or maybe they build something there. So if you can put an awning in, but then you can adjust it to where it doesn't. And it was only like, it was a couple inches from being all the way out. So it wasn't like we minimized the showing or what you can use for that. But that's just the Tyler knowing his product so well that he goes, oh, yeah, I know, I'll be there tomorrow. And 15 minutes later, not only did he program, but he also worked with George Harrison of Harrison Home Systems, who made the whole showroom run off an iPad. So that he gave him the wireless frequency to go into the Savant. So where that with Lutron shades to security, the whole thing is ran from an iPad. And to me, that's what customers want to see. They want to come in and see the buying experience of all of us collectively working together, so that homeowner can understand what I want is I want to go through my brand new door, sit down on my deck with my iPad, turn on the music. Oh, the sun's coming. I want to be able to have the shade come out. And then, and see security or this or that or whatever's important to them. It's all about creating a lifestyle on the Art of Construction in this podcast. But contractors and architects listening to this, that's a pretty big burden to carry on your shoulders as a general contractor. But if you surround yourself, I would challenge the people to just go listen to the Art of Construction, go through all these businesses. They're going to tell you how to do your job as a contractor or architect. Or if you have questions, go to the message board, and someone like Tyler will show you how to do that. So you want to elaborate on what you did in the awning in the showroom at all?
Yeah, we can basically adjust the stops on an awning. We have multiple awnings out there that have a variety of projections to fit that perfect, make that perfect fit on anybody's deck. But yeah, we can adjust the stops on these things, and then there's also a pause button on these awnings. So if you only want them out a couple feet just to shade your back door while you're, you know, inside the house, you can do things like that as well. But they're very adaptable to your specific space, basically.
So it's think through. Every time I'm hearing from you, it's like the long-term best solution, weather management versus
quick fix.
We got a new table. Well, we better get the umbrella from Lowe's, and then you go home and the wind comes up, and now your first
table's
barbecue,
in the forest.
your umbrella's rolling down the street. Well, you only paid $300 for that umbrella, but you paid $300 to pick it up, haul it, put it in, and then go put it in the trash, and it doesn't fit in the trash, so then you spend the day cutting it up. Or whatever story you want to paint the picture here is what I'm saying is he can create a weather management system for getting rid of your problems and making your lifestyle that much better. Would you say that's fair to say?
Definitely. That's how we like to look at stuff. We like to look at every job as not just a linear footage project, but how can we make it better?
Well said.
Tyler, that's some pretty interesting stuff this morning. We always ask our guests a couple of key questions, so I'm going to throw these at you. What was the most unique construction project that you undertook this year with either Conifer Gutter and or the Best Awning Company?
It's going to be under the gutter aspect of things. We did a project up north, and it's actually a really unique building inside a school campus. It has a big commercial 7-inch gutter. We had custom downspouts bent up, so they're a commercial square downspout. But it's just a really unique property and has come up with its own set of problems that we need to solve, and we're working through it, and it's been definitely a unique project, to say the least.
Great. And then the final question is, what was the most challenging project that you undertook this year? And again, you don't have to name any names or anything of that nature, but just kind of give us a feel for what that looked like.
It was a church built in 1859. It's actually listed as one of the oldest churches in Colorado. We ended up doing a commercial gutter on that one as well. And it was, I would say, 42 feet off the ground. We ended up using our 40-foot ladders fully extended. My guys were actually working off the top of the ladders over their head installing the gutters. It was one of those areas where you couldn't really get any other type of
equipment
in. It was on a steep hill, so it worked out when we got it done. It was definitely challenging, to say the least.
Scary as a small business
for
owner
sure.
With your guys up there.
Watch my guys, yeah, and they do really well with heights every day. They're on the roof, so definitely something I was proud to see them accomplish. And
so one last story about Tyler, because it's like everything Tyler touches for me turns to gold. So I have to tell one more story. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So on the front of our, we just got the new paving at Mountain View in our parking lot. One of our biggest issues is back to safety and concerns on ladders, and us as small business owners got to figure out the way to figure that out. Well, our main gutter in the front of the building comes down, and the way the drainage drains, and it flows right through where all the customers walk into the front door. And on the wrong days, you know, the water comes and builds up and then freezes, and basically customers have to walk through ice to get to the front door. It's a big problem. I can't afford that as a small business owner. So I got to find a solution. And we spent months thinking this and that. We're looking at doing all this pipe with drainage planter boxes, and you know, I see the bids, it's like $20,000 this, that, and you know, as a contractor that owns this, you know, if you own the building, you put yourself into this situation and you gave them a turnkey price and water's running right out in front of the front door, you better figure something out. So when I was not sure, I said, Tyler, you know, here's my problem, what can you do? And he goes, oh, just take the gutter, run it across this garage door. You got the reverse slope on the other side of your parking lot, and that's your sun side, so the sun will melt it on that side. And worst case scenario, if it does build up, it's a dam, and it's only where your trucks are going to be driving up versus people walking. We could do that in a couple days. You're looking at $300. I don't think I need to say anything else about why you shouldn't call Tyler as a contractor or architect, or we make this show globally and nationally, is find the resources for the people that truly care. Tyler cares about gutters, just like we care about windows, to make damn sure you have the best project today and down the road. So anything else in closing about your company you want to talk about, Tyler?
I think that's about it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming into the studio. You've really, I mean, I love watching your business, and if you need gutters in Colorado, he even did our showroom over in Grand Junction, went over there, knocked it out in a day. If it's the right project, you'll go do it, right?
That's right.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Wow, Devin, that was real interesting to hear from Tyler. He really has a unique business model and can provide a lot of solutions for homeowners and contractors and architects out there looking to make sure that they're managing, as you described it, managing the weather systems that we have here in Colorado so you can enjoy your home.
It sounds like such a simple deal that nobody wants to deal with, but if water's an ice dam's creating and water's running into your house, it's a disaster. And he has all the tools, from keeping leaves out of your gutters to keeping the ice from damming up to making sure the water's flowing away from your house the right way, and is so passionate about it and so good at what he does.
Yeah, and I don't think most people, if they're looking at a mountain cabin or thinking about, geez, I want to go up there and clean leaves and needles out of the gutters all the time, and I want to be dealing with ice buildup, they want to enjoy their home.
Yeah.
And this allows them to do it in a way that's going to, you know, be cost effective from the standpoint, instead of spending money on damage, you can spend money on prevention and enjoying your property.
And you see, gutter companies is one of those where you can go buy an old budget rental truck and an extruder to pull out aluminum, and you don't have a lot of investment to be in the gutter business, right? But Tyler is so much different than that, the cheapest guy in town. His trucks are so good. His employees, like when they have done on my jobs, they come in and they do all the things, the little things right. They knock on the door and say, we're here to work on your house. Let us know if you need anything. All the details from A to Z. When Tyler does the bids, he knows how to use technology with Google Maps and different technologies to get the bids turned around promptly accurately, efficiently, and systems that are done. And, you know, he's in Studio MVWD. He's got this great logo. He's well-dressed and knows his stuff. He's always 10 minutes early. All those little details that you hear of companies like gutters and electricians and all this stuff. I listened to Small Business Naked. They had a plumber that was in England. And the whole show, when I listened to it, it was all about, we just do things right. The jokes about the plumber's crack and all the what you think of a plumber. He's talking about that stuff, how serious that really is. Because if you do a few things right, you separate yourself so well in those in our industry.
Well, something as simple as you described, they knock on the door. We can giggle and laugh and think it's kind of funny, but the reality is you're not waking up to a saw buzzing through gutters to find out that they're there. They're knocking on the door, doing the right thing, saying, here we are, we're ready to go to work.
And Tyler and his project leads, they can speak how you can understand, take that how I'm saying it, but a lot of times different companies, they're going to show up and you don't really know what they're going to get, and if they're not putting the gutter where you want or it's the wrong color and trying to manage that on your job, that's not what you're going to get with Conifer Gutter. And I would recommend you working with companies like that, pay just a little bit more and the job is done right and on time.
Well, and that's why he's doing the work, I'm sure, on all those historic churches and other buildings, because they recognize, you know, when they're trying to match and continue with the integrity of that kind of a building, they want to use somebody that's doing the job right.
So Tyler will take care of the seasons and take care of your gutters, or if you want to trick out your dry space or have a cool awning that bad parts of the seasons of Colorado, he takes care of those, right?
Absolutely.
Tyler's the man. Give him a call for all your weatherization needs. Great show, Kevin.
Real good.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.